As I said, one of the great things I've discovered through the years is that those who have really seen one truth, that Jesus became a man just like us and was tempted exactly like you and me, did not have any resources other than the Holy Spirit which He offers us, and overcame sin. Those who believe it thoroughly in their heart, their lives are changed. Their ministry is changed. Yesterday you heard Brother Setu in the afternoon, one of the finest elders we have in Tamil Nadu. Why does he have such a ministry that blesses people? Did you hear what he said yesterday? He has seen that Jesus came in the flesh and was tempted like us and overcame. I mean, this, you can put that as one of the truths you know. Yeah, that's truth number 45. I also know that. But for people like him, it was everything. For people like me, it's everything. It's not truth number 45. It's not even truth number 2. It's everything. Jesus came in the flesh, was tempted like me, did not sin, and therefore has opened a new and living way for me to walk in His footsteps, to serve like He served, to have a fire in my heart even if I'm 100 years old, like He had till the end of His life. That'll never decrease, never go down, it'll get more and more. It can be for anyone if you've seen it. If that is not truth number 45 or truth number 2 for you, but you've seen it and been gripped by it. Not as a doctrine, but something you've seen in Revelation. The person of Jesus, not the doctrine. I know many people who also preach that Christ came in the flesh, but it's a doctrine. And they are some of the biggest legalists and worldly people I've ever seen in my life. But they preach that doctrine. Carnal, proud Pharisees. But that's because they haven't seen Jesus. They've seen the doctrine of Christ coming in the flesh. We've got people like that, some in our midst too, who've seen the doctrine of Christ coming in the flesh, but they haven't seen Christ Himself. What is the secret of godliness? Let me tell you about a mistake I made when I read the scriptures, when I first understood this truth. 1 Timothy and chapter 3. 1 Timothy chapter 3 says, the church of God, verse 15. Paul is writing to Timothy and says, in case I'm delayed in coming, I'm writing so that you'll know how you must conduct yourself in the household of God, which is the church of the living God. The church of the living God is called here the family of God. The church was meant to be a family, not an institution. And this church is the pillar and support of the truth. Do you remember when Samson pushed down the pillars? The whole building collapsed. The church is to be a pillar and support of the truth. Which truth? Here it is. The mystery of godliness, verse 16. That Jesus was revealed in the flesh and was pure in His spirit. He did not sin in His spirit. His spirit was righteous. And even angels saw that. That is what we proclaim in the world. The secret of godliness, the way to live a godly life. The Living Bible paraphrases it like this. The way to live a godly life is not an easy matter. We all know that. To live even one day without having dirty thoughts. To live even one day without speaking a rude word. To overcome anger 24 hours a day. To rejoice in the Lord all the time, to love righteousness and hate iniquity 24 hours a day. That's not an easy thing. The way to live a godly life is not an easy matter, it says there. But the secret is here. The answer lies here in seeing that Jesus came in the flesh, not in the doctrine. This is the mistake I made. When I first read this verse, I said, this is the doctrine. And I spent a lot of time writing articles trying to explain to people this doctrine that Jesus came in the flesh, and I found people were carnal. I met other people who preached Jesus came in the flesh. They were carnal, worldly, legalistic, hard-hearted, evil. And I saw, you can even hold this doctrine and be a Pharisee who can go to hell. And then I saw years later that it was not the doctrine. The secret of godliness was not in the doctrine of Christ coming in the flesh, but in the person of Christ. Ah, what a world of difference that is. The Word was made flesh, not the Word was made ink, printing ink. For some people, the Word has become printing ink, a doctrine. They study the Bible. The Word was made flesh, brother. Not the Word was made printing ink. The Word was made flesh. And we see it in Jesus, not in a doctrine. The Bible was given to us to help us to see Jesus, not to get a doctrine. I told you how great movements have floundered and gone astray because the founder knew God, the followers know the doctrine. There's a world of difference when you see Jesus come in the flesh and when you know the doctrine of Jesus come in the flesh. The difference is between heaven and hell. Many of us may think we have understood the doctrine of Christ coming in the flesh. It hasn't made you holy, right? But when you see Jesus Himself, when the Holy Spirit shows you the glory of Jesus, then you will come into a godly life. That is the secret of godliness, and that is the truth which the church must be a pillar and support of. Your church will never be the church of the living God till it becomes a pillar and support of this truth. If it is a pillar and support of the doctrine, it will not be the church of the living God. As I said, I've seen numerous churches that preach this doctrine. It's not the church of the living God. And I've seen people who believe this doctrine. I have no respect for them. Zero. But I've seen people who have seen Jesus who may not be able to explain this doctrine as well as others. But who have seen that Jesus came like us, and I've seen their lives. It's something like saying a doctor may be able to explain the digestive system perfectly, but his own digestive system may not be working. But he explains it perfectly. Another person who cannot explain how the digestive system works because he's not a doctor, his digestive system may be working perfectly. Do you think you become holy because you've understood the doctrine perfectly? Is a doctor healthy because he can explain every part of the human anatomy and physiology perfectly? No. That's one of the deceptions that some of us get into. That because I can explain a doctrine clearly and I understand it clearly, therefore I have it. No. As I said, a doctor can explain everything about the human body, but he may be sick. He may have cancer. He can explain all about cancer and get cancer himself. Another person may not be able to explain, but he has life. What do you look for? There were two options that Adam had, knowledge or life, in the Garden of Eden. And Adam went for knowledge. And I fear that many of us who go for conferences and listen to messages are going for knowledge, not for life. And that knowledge brings death. Even the knowledge of good and evil brings death. The knowledge of Christ manifest in the flesh brings death. I've seen it. I've seen it in hundreds of people. But when you go to life and say, Lord, I want to see you, Jesus, Himself, even if I can't explain the doctrine, I have life.